Members of Dillingham's Moravian congregation crowd into the main room of their new church. A few look down from an indoor balcony on the second floor. The congregation sings hymnal lyrics displayed on TV monitors suspended at the front of the room. It's the first service in the community's newest church, and one organization built and paid for it.
People have been walking all over Dillingham, doing all, not just this project, but other projects in Dillingham. They're with an organization called Samaritan's Purse.
That's Andrew Burkowski, a church member who started off the ceremony. The Samaritan's Purse is a non-denominational Christian organization. The website says it provides spiritual and physical aid in over 100 countries. Franklin Graham, a famous Christian evangelist and missionary, is the CEO. He's the son of televangelist Billy Graham, who died in 2018. This is the 30th project Graham has built in Alaska. 2 years ago, the Dillingham Moravian Church submitted a request to the organization for a new church to replace their former building, which was constructed in the 50s. Simon Flynn is Dillingham's pastor.
The wiring wasn't up to code. The foundations were struggling. There was no insulation in it. The plumbing needed to be redone. The heating needed to be redone. And when they built it, there all kinds of code violations today, and especially in regards to elders being able to get in and out of the building and downstairs to the fellowship hall.
The congregation currently numbers around 100 and barely fit into the old church. During construction over the summer, members met in the elementary school gym for service. This isn't the first church Samaritan's Purse has built in Bristol Bay. The organization opened a church in Togiak in 2016. In an email, the media relations coordinator said that while the church building program in Alaska is donor-funded, quote, our teams make the decision where to build a church based on a ministry's expressed need. We have a desire to support existing ministries who are isolated but are focused on sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, unquote. During the first service in the new Dillingham Church, many people expressed their excitement and gratitude for the building. Jeannie Timmerman has lived in Dillingham and worked with the congregation for decades. She said this church was the answer to years of prayer.
What we're all about, we're so excited. One thing that we're so excited about is the whole children's programs in here without mice running around. Other things that happen in the old church, so we're so grateful for that.
That day, project manager Mark Waters and Kevin Lynch, the construction superintendent, stood in the church's brand new playroom. Waters said it took them only 16 weeks to complete construction of the church from start to finish, but the planning took a little longer.
They've been working on it for a couple of years. We were supposed to build it last year, but for some reasons or another, they didn't come up till this year. So we've been planning it out since January.
The building cost approximately $2 million, the majority of which was paid for by the Samaritan's Purse. The organization doesn't run churches. They work with local congregations to build new structures. Lynch said the 280 volunteers who built the church came from all over the lower 48 and belonged to many different denominations.
So every Monday we got a new group of somewhere between 12 and 16 volunteers that came up on their own money and on their vacations to build the building.
The Dillingham Church also has a Yupik choir, which performed during the service, singing Christian hymns in Yupik. Violet Warman has been living and working in Alaska since 1955, when she came to Dillingham to work in the Moravian Church. She lives in Anchorage now. The opening service took place the day after her 91st birthday.
It's all for me. Anchorage is not home. It's where I live. But Dillingham is home, and the people are my people. I love them so much.
The Samaritan's Purse plans to build more churches in Alaska next year. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.